The Miraya Morning Motivation, your first stop of the day for inspiring thoughts and powerful conversations at 6:30 a.m. every weekday with Taurai. Tune in for the Miraya Morning Motivation, Monday to Friday, where all is well.
Welcome to today's Motivation Talk with Taurai. I want to encourage you today and see how we both, and we all rather, can learn to translate ourselves into greatness. Let's learn from what a friend of mine, Milton Kamwendo, a writer, an author, a motivation speaker, once said one day in a given conference where we sat down to attend and enjoy learning from one another. And this, he says, some things are lost in translation, but everything is lost when there is no translation. Faced with the simplest texts in another language that you cannot read or understand, you look like a dumb fool. Meaning is made when you translate what you do not understand into what you can understand. Intentions, thoughts, ideas, dreams that remain untranslated into action are wasted and they are lost. Concepts, plans, and policies that are not translated into action are a wasted investment. The key to greatness is not just plodding into darkness, but translating things into their tangible equivalent. Translate knowledge into wisdom and apply the wisdom in your world and context. Translate intentions into definite plans and get moving with focus. Translate motivation into action and pursue greatness. Translate ideas into strategy and move from good to great. Translate strategic plans into actions through relentless execution. An imperfect plan that is executed is better than a glossy plan that is not implemented. What you do not translate remains useless and untapped. Do not just hold on to potential energy. Translate it into its equivalent in real work terms. Put thought into action. It is not enough to just think. Think and think a lot more. There is a difference between thinking and worrying. Worrying is like being on a rocking chair where you feel you're doing something, yet you're actually going nowhere. Real thinking should be translated into definite plans. Translate thought into action. You will never remain in the same place if you do so. Crystallize your thoughts into definite plans and goals. Think big and do bold things. Translate mere wishes into decisions that lead to actions. Whatever you conceive in your mind, I know you can achieve. Thoughts are abstract things unless if you translate them into action. Move beyond mere words, models, and constructs. Get busy translating what you know into results you can show. Stop complaining, murmuring, grumbling, and bemoaning your fate. Instead, doing something about your circumstances. Mere talking about a situation leaves you talking about your situation unless you do something about it. Translate, therefore, your pain into passion and frustrations into faith. Stop wishing for better circumstances and start implementing. Set a definite goal and start working to make things happen. Stop merely regretting that you were not given the opportunity and start giving yourself the space to do and make things happen. Turn your thoughts into definite goals. One step at a time and motion begins. Once you have set a goal, place all your energy, willpower, prayer, effort, and all that you have got behind the goals. Goals backed by nothing are mere wishes without launching power. You will not translate thought into action through half-hearted attempts. Put all you have got behind your thoughts and translate this into realities. That is what makes life interesting and inspiring. Live on the edge, manifesting and translating thoughts and ideas into tangible results. because every day you must be able to account for translated thoughts. Put strategy into action. Strategy is about a few fundamental things. You have to clearly define your winning aspirations. You are not just playing to play, but playing to win where it matters. You have to paint your picture of success. You have to know what greatness looks like before you shoot for it. Secondly, it is about defining your purpose. Your motivation will be strong and hot if you are able to translate clearly what you want to do, be, or have what you want to have. The next step is to define how you intend to get to your desired goal. You do not go into a game without a game plan. Wearing hope as your armor, no, that doesn't work. Hoping to win is not a substitute for planning on how you intend to win. Once that is clear in your mind, you have to translate your plans into actions. Do what you said you will do, and your strategy will start to work for you. Sitting down to do a strategy conference is not an end in itself. You have to translate your plans into actions. Go and do what you said you will do. You will not translate into action the plans that you do not believe in. Move beyond merely talking about your plans and start doing something about them. It is not enough to just file away beautiful documents. Do something with your plans. A plan does not mean much until you put your weight behind it and start doing something to make the plan happen. Never wait for perfect circumstances before you act. To expect perfection in an imperfect world is to be mischievous. Translating strategies into actions is not easy, but it is possible. And that is what leadership is all about. So obstacles have then to be converted into stepping stones. Life was never meant to be easy. It was only meant to be possible. What looks difficult and impossible today will not be so forever. The obstacles you face are your stepping stone to a higher station in life. If you want to think bigger, take on bigger problems, and tackle giant challenges. There are many problems inherent in looking for someone who can translate knowledge into answers, ideas into solutions, complaints into innovative products. Do not park behind an obstacle and watch as the world goes by while you moan, complain, and grieve about what they did to us, how they affected us, how they messed us up, how they destroyed this place. No. Confront your challenges with relentless action, commitment, and persistence. One attempt is never good enough for success. Keep at it and keep moving. Failure is not final until you finally give up. Keep going after your goals again and again until you get there. The obstacles in your path come to prove your commitment and your zeal. So translate your obstacles into learning agendas. Whatever you do not have, you have not been willing to commit enough resources, time, and attention to master. If you commit this, you will master. Whatever obstacle is in your path is a blessing in disguise. Love your problems. They are rungs on your ladder for greatness, because there is no way that you go up the ladder without having to strain to lift the leg and to position it appropriately and make an effort to keep going up. The obstacles you face are the rocks you can step on to cross to new levels and great places. No obstacle that you face leaves you where you meet. Stop complaining about your limitations and start plowing through them. No limitation can stand persistent and committed action forever. Enjoy this musical piece and have a great time. I thank you.
So raise your glass if you are wrong. Too school for cool, I mean, and you treat